So I want to ask you about a couple other sort of the new slash evolving strategies in myeloma, one being an agent that Paul presented on melflufen. What is that and where do you think it's heading?
So melflufen is another alkylating agent, and it's supposed to be better bioavailable, and it's supposed to be better tolerated because of the way the structure is created. So alkylating agents in general have always been a part of sort of salvage strategies for myeloma. We've used a lot of Cytoxan in myeloma. We've ended up using a lot of melflufen in myeloma, and this would be an additional melflufen, which is sort of better tolerated and would be able to combine quite easily with less of the mucositis seen with the high-dose melflufen that we are typically used to seeing. So I do think it's going to be used maybe in the relapsed refractory setting, maybe as sort of bridging treatment to something else, and we'll have to wait on the data for that, but it is going to be used in combination with other agents in this space.
Am I correct in saying it's approved?
It's not yet approved,
It's not yet
no.
approved. If it were approved, how would you use it?
You know, I would consider using it wherever I'm considering using Cytoxan, for example. I think one of the caveats here is you want to make sure, you know, with melflufen, the worry is that this is going to be stem cell toxic. So if you're using bendamustine, for example, for myeloma, which I don't use a whole lot of, I would consider using melflufen. Outside of that, you know, combination more as a salvage strategy with either a proteasome inhibitor or an IMiD would be what I would consider doing.